We're learning the Tzadi Aleph of Masech HaZvach, and we fell a little bit behind yesterday. We're at the end. We took way too much time yesterday. Sorry about that. But we're holding on Daf Tzadi Yamin Beis at the Mishnah. The Mishnah is going to give us some more rules relating to Kedima. And then the Gemara is going to discuss probably one of the most famous topics in this Masechta, and that is what happens when there is a conflict between Tadir and Mekudosh. One thing is more Tadir, the other is more Mekudosh. Which one comes first? We're going to have six rayas. What to do when you have a Tadir and a Mekudosh. Then the Gemara is going to discuss what happens if you had two Karbanos to Shecht. You Shechted the Eino Tadir first, erroneously, you're not supposed to do that, and now you have to decide which one to be Makriv first. So the Gemara is going to bring four Rayas to try to figure out what to do. Do you say, well, I already Shechted the Eino Tadir first, so I might as well continue with the Eino Tadir? Or do we say, no, go back to what you're supposed to be doing? Then the Mishnah on the bottom of Amud Aleph is going to discuss whether shemen can be brought binedava, or is shemen only brought as part of a chiyuv together with another korban, but not independently binedava. And the Gemara is going to discuss that if you hold that shemen can be brought binedava, we're going to have machlokas amurayim, whether it all gets burnt on the mizbeach or some of it is given to kohanim. And then, but toward the bottom, about halfway through the page on the beis, the Gemara is going to talk about if you bring wine as a nedava, why is it, at least according to Shmuel, that you can sprinkle it on the fire on the mizbeach? It's machlokas whether you're allowed to do that, but according to Shmuel, you're allowed to sprinkle it on the fire on the mizbeach. Why are you allowed to do that? Isn't it putting out a fire on the mizbeach, which is nisidoraisi? Not allowed to put out the fire on the Mizbeach, and that's going to get us into a brief discussion about Davashed Miskavein and about Machshin Shrich Lugufa. So, very labedic topics in today's daf. So, let us begin. Excuse me, at the Mishnah on Daf Tzadiyam Beis. Says the Mishnah, Kala Chatos HaBetorah Kodmos La Ashamos. Every Chatos in the Torah comes before a Korban Asham. Again, if you have to bring a chatos and nasham, the chatos comes first because it's we already learned that you do four matnos dam on the four karnos and on the yisod chutz me asham mitzvah, except for the asham mitzvah where you bring the asham on the day of his tahara, that comes before the chatos that goes along with it. Why? Mneshu ba al hechsher, because the asham mitzvah is what allows the mitzvah to eat kodshim and to go into the Beis Hamikdash, and therefore that elevates its status. It becomes very chashuv because the entire tara of the mitzora is talui in his asham. Tosos raises the question in Dibur Maschil Chutz that the chatas is also machshir the mitzora, because before it he's also not allowed to eat kachim, he's not allowed to go into the Beis HaMikdash, and it's mechaper, and the asham is only machshir and not mechaper. So why would that raise the asham above the level of the chatas? So Tosos has a couple of terutzim. First of all, he says that the dam ha'asham is put on the bahonos of the mitzora and his thumb and his big toe, so that's considered to be makes the asham more of a machshir than the chatas. Furthermore, Tosa says that we're not talking about a chatas mitzora that comes together with the asham. We're talking about other korbanos chatas. The chatas mitzora that comes together with the asham is more of a machshir, meaning it's on a higher level because it's both a machshir and a mechaper. Those are the two terutzim of Tosos. Says the Mishnah Vayter, Kol asham shabatora ba'in b'nei shtayim u'ba'in b'kesef shkalim. All ashamas in the Torah have to be 2 years old, and they have to come from an animal that's worth at least a kesef shkalim, two slayim. Chutz me'asham nazir va'asham mitzora. Except for the asham that a nazir brings if he becomes tameh during his nazirus to a mace, or an asham mitzora, these korbanos they could be brought from an animal that's not even a year old, and that it doesn't have to be worth shtei slayim, it could be worth anything, any minor, tiny amount of money. Kishem shekodim bakarvasan kodmin bakilasan, just like those korbanos that are more tadir or more mekudash are brought earlier, they come earlier as far as Hakarava is concerned. Also, when you have two karbanos to eat, the tadir or the makudash comes before the less tadir and less makudash. Shalamim shel emesh u'shalamim shel yom. If you have yesterday's karban shalom and today's karban shalamim, shel emesh kodmin l'shal yom. The yesterday's karban shalom comes before today's karban shalamim. Shalamim shel emesh v'chatzos v'ashem shel yom. And we go even a step further. further, even if it's yesterday's Korban Shlamim and today's Korban Chatos V'Ashem, which normally takes precedence over a Shlamim, Shlamim Shal Emesh Kodmin, your Makriv yesterday Shlamim first, even though the Chatos and the Ashram are Kachay Kachim and the Shlamim is only Kachim Kalim, because it's a zilzal to delay the Shlamim that's been waiting around since yesterday. So you take care of that first Divrei Meir. That's for Meir Shita V'Cham Momrim Chatos Kodemes, Meir Shita Kachay Kachim. No, the fact that Chatos Kachay Kachim will always put it ahead of a Shlamim, even ahead of yesterday's Shlamim. V'kulan HaKohanim Roshan L'Shanos B'Achilasan. And all the Korbanos that are eaten, the Kohanim can eat however they want to eat them. Meaning, Lachlan Sliyin, Ushlukin, Umavushalin, Lassay Sotochlan Tivle Chulin, V'Tivle Truma, Divrei Rabbi Shimon. They can eat them roasted, they can eat them Shlukin. Shlukin means, Machlok is actually what it means. Rashi Pesachim says it means cooked so much that it almost like disintegrates. Tosfos learns that way as well. And Tosfos says even though Shlika is mentioned before Bishul, it's more intense than Bishul. Right? Bishul is just normal cooking. But the Rashba quotes some Mefarshim that Shlika is like cooking only to Machal Ben Rusai, which would make the order make a little more sense, that Shlukin comes before Mevushalim. It's interesting, when the Mishnah in Avodah Zarah lists what you're not allowed to have, Shel Akum, when it wants to tell me about the Isser that we know of as Bishul Akum, it actually says Hashlukos, that's how it refers to Bishul Akum. But anyway, Kohen could eat them however he wants, and he's even allowed to put Truma spices into it, according to Rabbi Shimon. No, can't put truma spices into it because the carbon becomes pusil after a short amount of time, and you don't want to bring truma to psul. This is truma that otherwise could have been used perfectly. So now the Gemara raises the famous shayla. Let's say you have two things to do, two mitzvahs to do. One of them is more tadir, the other one is more makudash. Which one comes first? Then the Gemara says somewhat interestingly, tadir kodem mishum de tadir, adum makudash kodem. The reason to say Tadir would come first is because it's Tadir. The reason to say the Makudash would come first is because it is Makudash. Okay, seems obvious. Tashma, the Gemara says we'll bring Raya number one. Tamidin Kodmin Lemusafin. Tamidin are obviously more Tadir than Musafin, and they're brought before Musafin, but the Avagavdu Musafin Kadishi, even though Musafin seem to be more Kodash because they're only brought on Shabbos and the Karman Talmud, or on special days, the Karman Talmud is brought every single day. Says Gemara, what? Atu Shabbos l'musafinayani l'tamidin l'vanai? Do you think that Shabbos only helps to elevate the Karban Musaf to be makdaship and kedusha Shabbos, but it does not help for the Karban Tamid to make it a different meaning? Do you think the Karban Tamid that you bring on Shabbos is the same Karban Tamid that you bring during the week? Not so. A Karban Tamid that you bring on Shabbos is a Shabbos Tamid. So it's considered to be a Tamid that has elevated kedusha. There is a discussion, the Marshal in Tshuva, Simen Sadi Zayin, which is quoted in the Mishnah Berurah, and Simen Zayin Sifkat and Beis was asked, if someone eats something that is chayiv a bracha achrona, that is chayiv to say a bracha achrona on, a bari nefashos on, and then he goes to the bathroom before he says the bari nefashos, so it turns out before he says the asher yatzar, he realizes he also has to say bari nefashos, what should he do first? So the marshal says asher yatzar first, because it's more tadir. Bari nefashos rabbos, it could be that he can go many days without saying bari nefashos, if you just mock it, that every time you eat and drink, it's always in the context of a su'udah where you're going to bench anyway. Furthermore, he says the bracha of asher yatzar, there's no shear. Even a single drop, a person goes to the bathroom, he's chayv to say asher yatzar, as opposed to bracha achrona, there is a shear, kazayis revias, and a bracha that doesn't have a shear comes before a bracha that does have a shear. So Rabbi Akiva Eiger quotes the marshal that bar nefashos comes before asher yatzar, but he's not sure, what if a person went to the bathroom before benching? Should he say asher yatzar first because it's tadir, or maybe birchas hamazon because it's midar raisa, and asher yatzar is only midar abanan? And he says, l'chora, this is exactly the issue that our sugi is dealing with. Tadir versus Makudash. Which one wins? If Tadir is adif even for something that's Makudash menus, then a mitzvah d'araisa, which is more Makudash, would not win against a Tadir. But if Makudash is adif, so then the mitzvah d'araisa is always going to win. So he quotes that the Rambam Paskins in Tamidim Musafim Paratesa Lachabez, that Makudash v'Tadir Whichever one you want to do first, you could do first, since we don't come to a clear conclusion in this sugya. And then Rabbi Kivir quotes the Tzlach in Brachos of Tavlet and Beis that understands Rabbi Shub and Levi that you're makdim kriya shema to tefillah in the morning, but not in the evening, because he holds that kriya shema shachris is to oraisa, and at least the zechir sitzias mitzrayim is to oraisa, and therefore comes before tefillah, even though tefillah is tadir. But in the evening, kriya shema he holds is only the rabbanan, so it does not come before tefillah. So again, you see this notion that which is to oraisa maybe is more makudash, and how do you deal with that in relation to drabanan, which is more tadir. This is also a discussion that comes up in Shulchan Aruch and Siman Tafresh Samach Aleph, Sif Aleph, in a different context. You have the second night of Sukkot. So what order do you say the brachas of Kiddush in? So you say, the Shulchan Aruch says that you say Kiddush and you say Shechianu, and then you make a Leishev of Sukkot, not like on the first night where it's Kiddush and Leishev and then Shechianu, because on the first night the Shechianu is going on both the Kiddush Hayom and the Mitzvah of Sukkah, as opposed to the second night where you don't need to say Shechianu on the Mitzvah of Sukkah, because even if the first night wasn't really Yantif, it was really Erev Yantif, you could be Yotzei Shechianu on the day of the Sukkah on the day before Yantif. You only need the Shechianu for the Yom. But the Bach and the Magen Avraham and the Taz, all right, that Rov HaAchronim say that no, you always say the Bracha of Leishev followed by the Bracha of Shechianu, and the Marshal says Kabbalah B'Yadenu to do the second day the same way you do the first day. So in the Yehuda, Chaim, Adur, Kamis, Simon Lamentez, he's machria this from our sugya. The Gemara is not sure. Tadir Mukudash, which is better? What does the Rambam say? They're the same, whichever one you want to do first. Now, Birchas Hazman is more Tadir than Sukkah. Birchas HaSukkah is more Mukudash than the Birchas Hazman, because Sukkah is a mitzvah d'oraisa, whereas Birchas Hazman on Yom Tov Sheni is only a bracha and a mitzvah midrabban, because midoraisa you don't have to do Yom Tov Sheni. So l'chora, it's exactly the suffix of our sugya, Tadir u'mukudash. And according to the Rambam, whatever you want. But since there's another milo of Sukkah, says the Nodeb Yehuda, that it's a chiyuv that's chal on that day, because you for sure have to do Sukkah that day, no matter what the day is, because your only suffix is it really the first day of Sukkah or the second day of Sukkah? So you definitely have to, you definitely have a requirement of yeshiva b'sukkah, as opposed to Shechianu, it's a suffix whether you really need to be saying a Shechianu. So that's why Nodeb Yehuda says he thinks that you would go with the bracha of the Sukkah before the bracha of Zman. But again, this relates to this big inyan of Tadir versus Mekudash. Raya number two says the Gemara Tashma, Musvei Shabbos comes with Musvei Rosh Chodesh. The Musvei Shabbos comes before the Musvei of Rosh Chodesh, even though Rosh Chodesh is more Mekudash than Shabbos, because Rosh Chodesh is called a Moed and Shabbos is not. An interesting assumption that the Gemara has, that Rosh Chodesh is more Mekudash, but Shabbos is more Tadir. Says Mara, what? Atir Rosh Chodesh l'musaf in Tadeyan, Musvei Shabbos l'ohani. Do you think that Shabbos carbon, that when Shabbos and Rosh Chodesh coincide, the Musaf of Shabbos is just a Shabbos Musaf? It's a Shabbos Rosh Chodesh Musaf. This is the famous Chakira, when 2 days of Kedusha coincide with each other. Is it a hyphenated Kedusha or a hybrid Kedusha? Right, that was the Shabbos Shuvah Drasha last year, or Shabbos Gadol Drasha, I don't remember. But that's the Chakira and Lamdas. Is it that each one changes the Kedusha of the other and elevates the Kedusha of the other? Or no, it just happens to be that Shabbos and Rosh Chodesh happened to meet on the same day. You see very clearly over here a hybrid Kedusha that it actually affects the Musaf of Shabbos. Tashma, third Raya. Musfer Rosh Chodesh comes to the Musfer Rosh Shana. The Musfer Rosh Chodesh, which is more common, comes before the Musaf of Rosh Hashanah, which is more Mekudash, Avagav the Rosh Hashanah Kadcha, even though Rosh Hashanah is more Kodesh. So it says, Gemara, Atu Rosh Hashanah Musaf Tideyahani, Musaf Rosh Chodesh Lohani. Again, the same answer. Do you think the Rosh Chodesh Musaf, when it's Rosh Hashanah, is just a regular Rosh Chodesh Musaf? No, it's elevated in Kedusha, it becomes like a Rosh Hashanah Musaf. Raya number four, Tashema. We have Machlok Beisham Beisilah, when you make Kiddush on Shabbos and Yantif, where Beisham says that the Bracha of Kiddush Siyam comes before the Bar Guffin. And Basil says, no, the Bar Priya Guffin comes before, and he gives two answers. And one of the answers is, Davracher, Birchas Hayayin Tadira, Birchas Hayayin, Mena Tadira, that the Birchas Hayayin is more Tadir than the Birchas Hayayin, Tadir Shein Tadir, Tadir Kodem. And the rule is, Tadir Shein Tadir, Tadir Tadir Kodem. The Alpha Gav, the Birchas Hayayin Kadesha, even though the Birchas Hayayin is more Kadosh than the Bracha Bar Priya Guffin, because the Kedusha of Shabbos and the Kedusha of Moed relates to the Kedusha, to the Bracha of Kedusha Hayom and Bor Piragafem, you could say any day of the week, even say on a weekday. So again, the Gemara answers, Atu Shabbos B'Chsiyom Ha'anayi L'B'Chs Hayayim Lo Hanayi. Do you think your Bor Piragafem on Shabbos is the same Bor Piragafem you say during the week? No way! Your Bor Piragafem on Shabbos is influenced and enhanced by the fact that it is Shabbos, so it's not the same Bor Piragafem. Now, the Gemara clearly didn't mean to say that the Shagasari points out in Simcha Chafal, the Gemara clearly didn't mean to say that Birch Sayayin is Tadir because it's said throughout the week whenever you want to drink wine. Because there is no chiv to drink wine throughout the week. That wouldn't make it Tadir. That would only make it what we call Matzoi, something that's common. The reason Birch Sayayin is Tadir is because every time you need a kosher bracha, you use Yayin. Havdalah and Birch HaSeirusin and Nisuin and Bris Mila. That's what makes it more Tadir. However, the Malbim, the Arts of Sechaim, Simcha Fesav Katnalev, disagrees with the Shagas Aryeh. He says, you know, someone who's a Mekadesh on Lechem says the Birch Samotzi before the Birch Sayom because of Tadir Kodem. Birch Samotzi is the only Yechiyuv for Kiddush. It's not going to be Yechiyuv by Havdalah and by Erisin and by Nisuin and by Bris Mila. So he says that which is Matzoi B'chol Yom is called Tadir and not called Matzoi. So Birch Sayayin is considered Tadir because it is Matzoi B'chol Yom. That's the Chiddush of the Yad Sechaim. Now we're going to see in a moment, it's against the Gemara, that Chiddush of the Yad Sechaim, and he has to deal with that, obviously, because the Gemara is going to say that there's a big difference between Matzoi and Tadir, and the Yad Sechaim seems to be saying that Matzoi and Tadir are exactly the same. Okay, says the Gemara, Raya number 5. Tashma, Dam Rabbi Yochanan, in Maseches Bracha, someone hasn't davened Musaf yet, and now it's already time for Mincha. So what should he do? Musaf first or Mincha first? Halacha Mespaladon Shal Mincha Mincha first because it's more tadir, even though Musaf is more kadosh. So Atu Shabbos Tfilas Musafin Anai Tfilas Mincha Lo Anai. Again, the same answer. Do you think your Shabbos Mincha is just a regular Mincha? No, it's an enhanced Mincha with extra kedusha. Tashma Raya number 6. Shlomim Shalemesh Vechatos Hashem Shal Yom. You have our Mishnah. You have yesterday's Korban Shlomim and today's Korban Chatos VaHashem. Shlom Shalemesh Kodmin. You bring yesterday's Korban Shlomim first, right? Because you can't leave the Korban Shlomim lying around. But it sounds like Ha'idi V'idi D'yom, had it been both from today, Chatos V'yashim Kadmi, you bring the Chatos and the Yashim before the Shlamim, V'yavagav the Shlamim Tadiri, even though Shlamim is much more Tadir, because it's brought even B'neder, B'nedava, than the Chatos and Yashim, because the Chatos and Yashim are more Kadosh. So Amrava, Matzui Ka'amrit, Shlamim is not more Tadir, it's more common, but it's not a more frequent Chiyuv. Tadir coming by Yolanda. Our Shiloh is about things that are a chiv more frequently. Matzoi lo coming by Yolanda. We were not asking about Matzoi, which again is exactly what the Shagasari that we were quoting before says, and seemingly against the Malbim, who thinks that Bar Priyagafen is Tadir because you say it all the time. So that's so that has to be worked on, how the Malbim exactly is going to deal with this suggestion of Rav. And he does, again, he deals with it explicitly. What does he say? That what does he say? He says, I think that when Birch Sayayin and Kiddush Hayom are both Mekudashim to the same level, since they're both Mekudashim to the same level, so Birch Sayayin is considered more Matzoi, that's considered a Maila to be Makdimit. But when the Maila of Matzoi goes against the Maila of Mekudash, that's where the Gemara says that Mekudash wins. Meaning to say that Matzoi is a Maila, it's just not as big a Maila as Tadir. So Tadir is a greater Maila that could rival the Maila of Mekudash, whereas Matzoi is not a Maila that can rival the Maila of Mekudash. Says Mar Amalei Rav Huna Bar Yehuda L'Rava, Atu Matzui Lav Tadir. Do you think being Matzui does not qualify something as being Tadir? Vatanya, but we have a Braisa when it comes to Chiyuv Chatas, that you're not Chayiv for failure to bring Korban Pesach or failure to do Bris Mila, you're not Chayiv Korban Chatas, even though those are Isure Kares, because by the Chiyuv Korban Chatas, the Pasuk says, Asher Lo Sei Asena. So we darshan from there that you're only Chayiv Chatas for Lo Saseis, Pesach Amili, even though they have Chiyuv Karis are only mitzvahs asay. So the Braisa asks, maybe the pasuk is only coming to be made one of them, Pesach or Mila, maybe not both. Otzi es haPesach she'eino tadir. Maybe a carbon Pesach, which is not tadir, is excluded from chatas. But v'lo otzi es haMila she tadira. But maybe Mila, which is more tadir, should be included in carbon chatas. What do you see? That even that which is only matzvi, like Mila, is considered tadir. Umay tadira, tadira b'mitzvah. Says my tadira, the Gemara gives two answers. Number one, my tadira b'mitzvah. That tadira just means that it's Mila has so many mitzvahs associated with it. It's Nichrasu Ale, Yud Gimel Brisos, Rashi points out, so it has this added element, but it's not that it's actually Tadir. The Sefer Lamnatzeach LeDavid points out that the Gemara's answer is a little dachuk, because Tadir doesn't sound like it just means that there's tons of Brisos and deep meaning to the mitzvah. It sounds like it should mean that the mitzvah comes up very frequently. So Asemis says that he disagrees with Rashi's Pshat in the Gemara, he finds it very dachuk, and he says more likely that the mitzvah's mila is called tadir because it makes a roshem in a person's body. It's not like any other mitzvah where you do it and then it's over. When it comes to the mitzvah of mila, you do it and then it stays with you for the rest of your life. And this is what we've pointed out many times in the past, right? That David HaMelech sees that he has a bris mila when he's in the bathhouse and he thought he was arum in a mitzvah. He sees he has a bris mila and he's comforted. Why? Because his father did a mitzvah on him so many years earlier? No, apparently because every moment that you have the bris mila, it's another mitzvah. So every moment of a bris mila, there's not only a mitzvah to do a milah, there's a mitzvah lihios mahul. So in that sense, it's tadir because it's coming up every second. So that's maybe a different pshat in this Gemara. V'ibay sayim, another explanation why a milah is called tadir. Milah gavi pesach ki tadir danya. It's more tadir than pesach because it's more matzui than pesach. So such a matzui is called tadir. But shlamim is not tadir l'gavi echatas because it's not matzui so much more than echatas. So there is a, meaning matzui is a factor, the way the Gemara seems to be saying, but it has to be an overwhelming factor in order for matzui to mean something to us. If it's not an overwhelming discrepancy, then matzui is not going to mean anything to us. Okay. Let's see the Gemara Vayter. Ibayilu, we raise a different shayla now. Tadir v'sheino tadir v'kadim v'shachal v'sheino tadir, mai. What if you made a mistake and you shachted the eino tadir before the tadir? Mi amrina and kivin the shachte makriv le, do we say, okay, once you shachted it, you should finish and be makriv? Odilma yav la'achar de memaris bedamo. Or maybe no, let someone else come and mix the blood so it doesn't congeal and turn hard. Add the makriv le the tadir. And then go while he's doing that and go bring the one that's an actual tadir. Or mark of the Shayna Tadir, then you go back and you bring the Eno Tadir. Four Rayas, Raya number one. Amar Avunu Misura Tashima, Shlom Shalemesh Vechatos Vashem Shal Yom. Yes, it's Karbon Shlomim, it was brought to the Azara, and today's Chatos Yashem Shalemesh Kodim L'Shal Yom. Yesterday, Shlomim beats out today's Chatos Nashem. And we're talking about Shlom that was brought to the Azara yesterday, that was just Shechted today, and Chatos Nashem that are brought today but are not yet Shechted. And we're saying that the Shlomim comes first. You zorik the dam of the shlamim and finish everything you need to do with the shlamim, and then you shecht the chatos nashim. So we see that you finish what you started first, and then you go back to what you're doing now. So says the Gemara, hadiyom dum yadamesh. But if the shlamim got into the Beis Hamikdash today, got into the Azara today, this the same day that the chatos nashim got here, but vehechi dami the kadim shechted the shlamim, and you accidentally shechted the karmel shlamim first. Sounds like in that case, Chatos v'yashem kadmi, you'd bring the chatos and the yashem before the shlamim. So it seems that even if you already shechted it, that which is ainu makudash, you don't finish it. You stop what you're doing and go do the one that you should have done first. It says Marana, Dil mashlam damish v'chatos v'yashem diyom hech mishkachsa d'shechtin l'travayu. No, maybe it's talking about the shlamim, yesterday shlamim and today's chatos and yashem, but it's talking about where you already shechted both karbanos and you just need to know which dam to be zorik first, and that's where we say you zorik the dam of the shlamim of yesterday's shlamim before anything else. Aval lo shechtin l'tzavayu tibaylach. But maybe if you didn't shecht both of them yet, you only shechted the shlamim, maybe you still have a suffix whether the zrikas dam of the shlamim should precede the shechita of the Chatos Nashav, and we're not going to be mezalzel to in the Shlem and to keep it lying around here until we do everything. So that's still a shayla. So that's not yet answered. Tashma says, well, okay, I'll bring you another raya. We mentioned before, Beisil Shita is that you say the Bar Piyagafin before the Birch Seyom, because Tadav Shem Tadav Kodem. So don't you see from there that it isn't that exactly the same thing as shechting the Eino Tadir first, and nevertheless, we say that the Birch Seyayin is Tadir comes first. So you see that even though you shechted the Eino Tadir first, nevertheless, the Tadir comes first, because the Zman of Birch Seyom comes earlier than the Zman of Birch Seyayin. I mean, you only become Chayiv in Birch Seyayin when the Yayin is born in front of you. The Chiv of Birch Seyom is as soon as the Yom starts, and yet we're still saying, you know, do the Yayin first because it's Tadir, even though it didn't really present itself first. So isn't that a Raya? Says, well, no, how could I mean, the Chiv and Dasyon, Commander Shchiti, Tzravai Adami. No, since right now the wine is being brought to the table and it's already the Zman for both of them, for both the Birch Seyom and the Yayin, it's as if you already shechted both of them, and Tadir Sheinu Tadir, and in such a case, when you already shechted both of them, for sure the Tadir comes first. Tashma, third Raya, Dam Rabbi Yochanan, someone hasn't davened Musaf yet, and it's already Mincha time. Halachim Esvalodim Shal Mincha V'acharkach Shal Musaf, and you daven Mincha first, then Musaf, because it is Tadir. Even though the Zman of Tfilas Musaf came way before the Zman of Tfilas Mincha, you still set it aside. So you see that if you started doing one, the one that is not Tadir, you set it aside to do the one that is Tadir. It says more again, Hachanami, Kivin Damati, Zman Tfilas Mincha, Kamad Shchit Yitzravai Adami. Since right now it's already the Zman of Mincha, it's like you already shechted both Karbanos and Tadir V'Sheinu Tadir, and in that case for sure the Tadir comes first. Fourth, excuse me, and final Raya, Amalei Ravacha Brid Ravashi L'Ravina. Ravacha Brid Ravashi says to Ravina, I could be poshut the Safek from what it says in Pesachim Samach Aleph about Korban Pesach. Shechato kodem chatzos, if you shech the Korban Pesach before chatzos, pasul. Mipnei sheneh marbo bein harbayim, because it says about the Korban Pesach that it's bein harbayim, it's got to be after chatzos. Kodem latamid, if you shecht it before you shecht the tamid shal bein harbayim, kosher. It's going to be kosher, because even though Mikra didn't, you're supposed to bring the Korban Pesach after the Korban tamid shal bein harbayim, if you do it in the reverse, it's kosher. But you know what you should do? You should have someone mix around the blood of the Korban Pesach so that it shouldn't congeal until you zorik the dam of the Korban Tamid, and then be zorik the dam of the Korban Pesach, because you have to be makar of the Tamid before the Pesach. So you see that if you began the Korban that you should not have begun with, you set it aside and do the Korban that you should have begun with first. So apparently, if you shech the Eino Tadir first, you set it aside and do the one that's more Tadir. It is a little difficult to understand what exactly the Raya is over here. The Rishonim already point out the Raya doesn't seem to work perfectly, because the idea that the Tamid comes before the Pesach is not because the Tamid is more Tadir. It's a totally separate din. It's derived from Pesukim of Be'er of Ben Arbayim. So it could be that it follows different rules. But maybe when the Kedima is determined by Tedirus, the rule is going to be different. Okay, but that's the Raya the Gemara tries to bring anyway. Hachamayaskinon, going to Kadim Shachtei the Tamid Bereisha. Says, well, no, it's not a Raya from that Mishnah either, because maybe it's talking about a case where you shechted the Korban Tamid first before you asked what to do, so now both of them are already shechted. Yeah, so then you handle the Tadir one, you handle the one that's supposed to go first. But if one of them is not yet shechted, we still have a Shaila. Amalei Rav Acha Brei D'Rava, Amalei Rav Acha Sobel D'Ravashi. It's Meduik in the Mishnah that we're talking about, that you already shechted the Tamid, the Katani, because it says, Achi Zorik Adam. It says, wait till you're Zorik the Dam of the Tamid, and then you'll come back to the Pesach. Velo Katani ad Sheyishchot V'Yizorik Dam. It doesn't say, wait till you shech and or Zorik the Dam. Ah, so Shemami Nav, so that seems to be a pretty strong Raya. You know, there is a discussion in Poskim. What if a person start, it's Shabbos and Rosh Chodesh, let's say. Shagazari has a discussion, Simul Chav. It's Rosh Chodesh, Chaldeas, Shabbos. Person forgot in Birch Samazon to say Ritzei, and he skips right to Yalav Yavo. So Ritzei is normally supposed to come before Yalav Yavo, and he just started Yalav Yavo. Should he finish the Yalav Yavo and then go back to Ritzei, or should he stop in the middle of the Yalav Yavo and say the Ritzei? So Shagazari brings a raya from our Maskana Sagamara that you should finish the karban that you started with first, and that's what the Rambam paskens as well. So the reason seems to be that since you started a mitzvah with a carbon that's not tadir, it's not appropriate to stop in the middle because that's going to be a terrible zilzal. So if you started the yalav yavo, it's not appropriate to stop in the middle. But then the Shagas Aryeh says that the safek in our sugya is that since you already shechted the carbon, which is not tadir, so it turns out that the zman that's right for the mitzvah of zrika nakrava has already arrived, as opposed to the tadir, which is not yet shechted, its zman has not yet arrived. And that's why you don't stop what you're in the middle of doing, because the zman of zrika only happens after you do the shechita. So the zman of the other carbon hasn't yet arrived. So says Shagazari, in that case, the Yalav Yavo situation is going to be different, because the zman of Yalav Yavo and Ritzei has both arrived. So maybe Yutaka should stop and go back to say the Ritzei. Okay, little piece before the Mishnah. The Kulan Kranim Rashayim, we said the Kranim can eat it however they want. My time, well, why are they allowed to be Mishana in the Achilles of carbon? Omar Kra, they get to eat however kings eat, and since kings eat however they like to eat, so the Kohen is allowed to do the same with the Karbanos. Okay, new Mishnah. Can Shemen be brought in a Dava? If you see Shemen being divided up in the Azara for Kohen to eat, you don't have to ask what it is. It must be what's left over from the Shemen of Minchas Yisrael that was baked as Rekikim, where a log Shemen is brought together with it, and whatever's left over is given to the Kohanim, the log shemen shel mitzara, or whatever's left over from the log shemen of a mitzara that is also given to Kohanim. The imrisa shemen shehu nitav al gabei yishim. And if you see shemen being put on the fires on the mizbeach, ein zarach lishol mahu. You don't have to wonder what it is. Elamos rikikim minchas Kohanim. It must be what's left over from the rikikim of the Kohanim, that was a mincha that's entirely burnt on the mizbeach. So whatever shemen is left over from it is also burnt on the mizbeach. Uminchas koin mashiach, or the chavite koin gadol that he brings every day, that it has a lot of shemen. And since he uses up whatever shemen he uses up, and not all of it gets absorbed in the carbon, whatever's left over, you burn on the mizbeach. She'ein misnadvin shemen. And the reason you could be certain that this is where the shemen comes from is because it's the only places that the shemen could come from. A person cannot bring shemen as a nedava. Rabbi Tafron Omer misnadvin shemen. Rabbi Tafron says a person can bring shemen as a nedava. So Omer Shmuel, the divrei Rabbi Tafron. According to Rabbi Tafron, the shemen could be brought in a nedava. Hamisnadev shemen komtso vishyar of ne'echalin. Someone who brings shemen as a nedava takes a komet, is makdir a komet of the shemen, and whatever's left over of the shemen gets eaten by kohanim. But he's not makdir the whole thing. My time, well, why is that? Because Amar Kra, the pasuk says, korban mincha, malamit shemisnad vin shemen, that we learn from there, it could have said v'nevesh kitakrev mincha, from the fact that it adds the word korban, it's telling me to make a drasha, that there's another korban that you could bring, which is shemen, that's baba nedava. And we're darshaning ki mincha, and the din of shemen is just like a korban mincha. Ma mincha comes of shiur nechalin, av shemen comes of shiur nechalin. Just like a korban mincha, you take the kemitza and whatever's left over after the kemitza gets eaten, so to the shemen, you take a kemitza and whatever's left over gets eaten. I'll bring you a raya that you're not makdir all of the shemen, but it's shiur of nechalin and kohanim, because it says in the reisha of our Mishnah, Amr Rabbi Shimon, Marisa Shem Shem Schalik Ba'azara, if you see a shemen being divided up to the kohanim in the Azara, you don't have to wonder where it's from. Because you're not minadev shemen. Now the fact that he says that the reason you have no doubt about where it comes from is because we're not misnadev shemen. Sounds like the one that says that you are misnadev shemen, that if you were told that you can give it as an adava, then there is that possibility that if you see it giving to Kohan, being given to Kohanim to eat, that it was an adava. So isn't this a raya that if you hold shemen could be brought in adava, it would, parts of it would be given to Kohanim to eat. Amalei Abaye, Abaye says, yeah, but Eim Seifa. Then you go to the Seifa, it says, Imarisa Shemin Shenitar al Gabe Yishim, Yatzatarach Lishol Mahu. If you see Shemin being burnt on the fire, you don't have to wonder where it comes from. El Moser Kikim Minchas Kohanim, Minchas Koin Mashiach, Shei Misnadim Shemin. You know that it comes from these Karbonos because you're not Misnadim Shemin. But again, Mechlal, the implication is, Del Man Diyamar Misnadvin, that if you are Misnadim Shemin, and you see it being brought on, and you see Shemin being brought on the fire, you have to have a suffix that maybe that's from the Nedava. So you see Kulan Leishim, then it all goes on the fire. So it's a stira. So the Rabbi Zeir Kasha Seifa. The Reisha seems to imply that when you bring if you hold, you bring shemen b'nedava, a kohen gets to eat it. And the sefer seems to imply that if you hold shemen gets brought b'nedava, it gets burnt entirely on the mizbeach. So it says Gemara, Bish, lama that Rabbi Zeira reisha b'shirayim sefer b'komet. According to Rabbi Zeira, it's not a problem because no one says that the kohanim eat all of the shemen that you bring b'nedava. The whole machlokas is: do the kohanim eat any of the shemen that you bring b'nedava? So the fact that there's a possibility that shemen that's brought b'nedava is burnt on the mizbeach, that's not at all surprising. That's perfectly fine. So that's why the according to Rabbi Zeira, the reisha is no problem. It's talking about shirayim, and the seifa is no problem. It's talking about the komets. Some of it gets eaten, some of it gets burnt. El Abaye kasha. But according to Abaye, who holds that all of the shemen gets burnt on the mizbeach, how are you going to explain the reisha where some of it apparently goes to Kohanim? So Tana Reisha Atu Seifa. Really, the Reisha is inexact, and it's only formulated the way it is, Atu the Seifa. Says Gemara, Bishlam Seifa Tani Bishlam Reisha. I would understand if it was in the reverse, that the Seifa is formulated in a way to conform to the Reisha. But El Reisha Mishlam Seifa Mitani, do you ever have such a thing, that a Reisha is written in a way that should conform to the Seifa? Says Gemara, in Amri Marava Tana Reisha Mishlam Seifa. In Eretz Yisrael, that's the way they used to say all the time, that very often you'll have a Reisha that's written to conform to a seifa. So the Gemara brings a raya to Abaye that shemen that's brought up in a dava is entirely burnt. No kohen gets to eat it. Tashma, we'll bring a raya from a tosefta. Yayin, if you bring yayin b'nedava, k'divrei Rabbi Akiva l'sfalim. Rabbi Akiva holds all of it goes in the sefalim on the mizbech, and the bowls on the mizbech, but you do not put it on the fire. Shemen k'divrei Rabbi Tarfon, if you hold shemen could be brought b'nedava, like Rabbi Tarfon holds, li'ishim, it goes entirely li'ishim. My love, midiayin kula l'sfalim, shemen kula li'ishim. Isn't this telling me that it's just like yayin is entirely goes into the bowls, so the shemen goes entirely li'ishim? So that's Taka Araya. Says, well, no, me dear, Hakadisa, Hakadisa. Maybe the Yayin goes entirely into the bowls, and the Shemen goes a little bit Lishem and a little bit Lekohanim. Amra Papa Katanai. Maybe the Machlokas Shmuel and Abaye is a Machlokas Tanai, meaning that the Machlokas, whether Shemen that's brought in a dove is entirely burnt, or whether the Kohanim get any piece of it, maybe it's part of a Machlokas Tanai based on a Mishnah Menachos Taf Kuv Zayin. Let's say a person says he commits that he's going to bring Shemen, then a Lo yivchos mi log. He has to give at least a log. Rabbi Yomer, shloshes login. Rabbi says, not one log, three logs. So the Gemara explains the machlokas. B'may kamiflugi, amur rabban kamed rav papa, don mino v'uki ba'asra iki b'nayu. They're arguing how to make a drasha. When you're learning A from B, do you take the detail that you're learning from B, apply it to A, and then follow all of the rules of A? Or do you take all the rules of B and apply them to A? The rabbanon savri, the rabbanon hold, don mina umina, and the ikra limud of nidvas shemen is from the pasuk by a carbon mincha. So ma mincha misnadvin af shemen misnadvin. Just like carbon mincha, it could be brought by nidava, so too shemen could be brought by nidava, and we're going to apply all the details of mincha to a shemen, and therefore umina ma mincha log shemen afkan log shemen. Just like a mincha is a log, so too over here, when you misnadev shemen, you bring a log. And uma mincha komtzu v'shira ne'echalin. Just like by a carbon mincha, you take a kmitza and burn that, and the rest gets eaten by kohanim. So af shemen komtzu v'shira ne'echalin. That's the sheet of the rabbanon. That the same would be true by shemen, that some of it gets eaten by kohanim, some of it gets burnt on the mizbeach. The idach and rebbe must hold don minava uki ba'asra, that mi mincha. Yeah, you learn the basic din of shemen from mincha, that it can be brought in a dava. Ma mincha misnadvin af shemen misnadvin, but v'uki ba'asra. But then when you apply it to rules of shemen, not to rules of mincha. I mean, it should be kanesachim, like any other shemen that's used as nesachim. Ma nesachim, shloshes lugin, af shemen, shalosh lugin. That's just like nesachim is shloshes lugin, shemen should also be shalosh lugin. Uma nesachim kul nesfalin, af shemen, kul leishim. And just like nesachim gets poured entirely into the bowls, the shemen goes entirely leishim. Amalei Rav Papa Abaye, so Rav Papa says Abaye, nah, this is not the machlokas, Rabbi. The Rabbanon, if Rebbe would have thought thought that we learned Shemen from Karbon Mincha, he would agree that it's got to be a log. To Kulei Alma, Don Mina Umina, because everyone agrees that the general way of Limud is Don Mina Umina, that you apply all the dinim from the Melamed. Ela Rebbe Me Ezrach Gamrila. Rebbe holds that the Shir Shemen is three lugin from a different source. It's from Pasuk that it says by the Minchas Asachim, Kola Ezrach Ya'ase Kocha Es Ela. And that's an extra Pasuk. That's where Rebbe learns that you can bring Shemen even Benadava. So even though he holds Don Mina Umina, he holds that the Shir of Shemen is three lugin, because that's the minimum Shir of Yayin by Minchas Asachim is three lugin. Can you really say that Rebbe learns from Ezrach Vatanya? But we have a brayse that tells us Korban Mincha Melamich Misnat Vinshemen Vekama Shloshalugin Uman Shamalei Damer Shloshalugin Rebbe He Vekamaisa Lemi Korban, and we learn from the word Korban, meaning that when the brayse presents the shita that holds three lugin, which we know is Shitas Rebbe, it tells me that the limud is from the word Korban. The limud is not from the word Ezrach. So don't you see, isn't that a clear raya, therefore, that Rebbe does not derive from the word Ezrach? So Malay Itanya Tanya. He says, okay, if you have a braisa, that's Shitas Rebbe, so that must be Shitas Rebbe, that he learns from Karban, not from Ezrach. And therefore, we're back to saying that the machlokas between Rebbe and the Rabbanon, whether you bring one lug or three lugin, is really the machlokas of Don Mina Mina or Don Mina V'uki Basra. And it's therefore also the same machlokas as to whether you burn it all entirely on the Mizbeach, or some of it gets eaten by Kohanim, and some of it not eaten by Kohanim. So again, we're a little bit behind, but we're going to stop there. We're going to stop on time today. But Hashem will begin with Amar Shmuel, about 8-10 lines before the end of the page, tomorrow.